USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States will draw down troop levels in Afghanistan and Iraq by the middle of January. The order came Tuesday that will lower troop levels in both countries to 2,500 by January 15th. Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller announced the drawdown, saying the move does not change U.S. priorities in the region.
This is consistent with our established plans and strategic objectives, supported by the American people, and does not equate to a change in U.S. policy or objectives. Moreover, this decision by the President is based on continuous engagement with his National Security Cabinet over the past several months.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is the latest lawmaker to test positive for coronavirus. At 87 years old, Grassley is considered high risk for COVID-19. Grassley tweeted Tuesday night that he feels fine and is isolating at home. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
You can get the best night's sleep of your life at the best savings you'll ever find. The MyPillow Premium Pillow is on sale right now. A standard or queen premium MyPillow, $29.98. King size, only $5 more. That's a $40 savings. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Also, great savings on all the MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
President Trump has relieved the head of the Department of Homeland Security's cybersecurity unit of his duties. Trump tweeted Tuesday that he had terminated Chris Krebs for a, quote, highly inaccurate, end quote, statement about the 2020 presidential election's security. Krebs was the head of DHS's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has announced a new measure aimed at curbing a spike of coronavirus cases in his state. A curfew will run from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. starting this Thursday night. It won't apply to people going to work, getting groceries, or seeking medical treatment. DeWine says the move is about slowing the spread of the virus before the holidays.
We're going to try it for 21 days, see how we're doing. For 21 days, 3 weeks, at 10 p.m., retail establishments need to be closed and people should be home. That will run until 5 a.m. I know a lot of people like to get up and exercise and do things. That's great. We believe that this is going to help. It's going to reduce some of the contacts that are taking place.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Pfizer is working on the immense logistical challenge of getting its coronavirus vaccine across the country. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Pfizer has launched a pilot delivery program for its experimental COVID-19 vaccine in four states as the drug maker seeks to address distribution challenges facing its ultra-cold storage requirements. The vaccine, which has been shown to be more than 90% effective in preventing COVID-19 based on initial data, must be shipped and stored at negative 94 degrees, significantly below the standard for vaccines of 36 to 46 degrees. It picked Rhode Island, Texas, New Mexico, and Tennessee for the program after taking into account their differences in overall size, diversity of populations, immunity infrastructure, and the need to reach individuals in varied urban and rural settings. The four states will not receive vaccine doses earlier than any other states. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Wall Street cooled off on Tuesday after record gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 167 points to close at 29,700. The S&P 500 lost 0.5%, while the Nasdaq fell slightly, shedding 0.2%. The market shied away from new numbers out Tuesday on retail sales, with a smaller-than-expected 0.3% increase in October. Economists were expecting a rise closer to 0.5%. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.